This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
January the 30th, 2024. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Is your bedroom dark enough for sleeping? Think about that. There's a bunch of research this week, Jay, that shows that even dim light, something that came from, let's say, the hallway light, can raise your heart rate, shorten the stages of you being in the sack and getting worthwhile sleep, increase insulin resistance. So if you're snoozing and you don't have, like, if I take a nap in the daytime, I put a mask on and cover your eyes, right? And if I'm on the plane and I want to take a nap, I put a mask on. Not the mask, you know, what do they call it? It's an eye mask, right?
Not the face mask, but the eye mask.
The eye mask, exactly.
Yeah, whoever invented blackout curtains, I mean, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Don't you need those, like, when Mac goes to sleep in the middle of the day for a nap? Do you have those? I know they use them for...
Bless your heart. Do you think he naps?
He doesn't take a nap.
No, the child decided to stop napping at like 1, 1.5. Yeah, he is not a napper.
Really?
Oh.
Yes.
Sounds ugly.
Well, listen, we can all...
More time to play. Yeah.
There's an interesting article about this in the Washington Post today. And so that's why I thought, you know, people are looking at ways to, we seem to tire ourselves out. There's so much to do. People don't get enough sleep. I know that's one of my problems. People, doctors and stuff that look at the results of my testing and say, oh, yeah, everything's fine, but you don't get enough sleep. And I have not, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, whether it was farm stuff, radio stuff, so it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but I am, as I mature, making sure almost every day that I get a 20 or 30 minute nap, because it's good all the way around. And that's the, that's just kind of one of those things. Well, just to put this to bed, somebody asked me a question about the Martian, chopper, the helicopter that has taken its last flight because one of the propellers came off, and they wanted to know if I was sure that it only took 8 seconds for the command from the Earth to get to Mars, because they did some compilation of the speed of light and yada, yada. I don't have an answer to that, frankly. I haven't done the math because I don't really know how far it is to Mars. Anybody know how many miles it is to Mars? I know the easiest thing is the moon, which is about 300,000, depending on the time of year, 300,000 miles away from the Earth. Okay, so then where's Mars?
Mars is 216 million miles away.
Okay.
So just around the corner.
Around the corner. So how does that, if you were to do the speed of light or electricity, isn't that 180,000 miles a second or something? It's probably a mind-boggling headache that you get from trying to figure it out, but at any rate, it's a phenomenon that is worth at least thinking about. How could that be? Your curiosity quotient would probably make you wonder, oh, how is that happening?
I have all the answers. Meanwhile, if you'd like to hear them.
Oh, of course, James Collins, star of the day. Please tell us the answers to those questions. Some of them asked and some of them not.
From Earth, if you're traveling at the speed of light, it would take you 3 minutes to get to Mars. Just three. Hmm.
So how does the signal get there in 8 seconds is the question, I guess. Huh. That's an interesting bit of, okay. got to put this up. There's something else going on.
Yeah.
That propels that signal. It would
has signal technology gone past the speed of light? Are we there?
Is that a question that you have an answer to?
Well, I don't have a question. I don't have an answer to that one.
Ah, okay. All right.
I only know how distance works.
You can come back when you have an answer to that question.
Okay.
How's that? All right. So here we go, covering Israel. Actually, I was thinking, because Uri's going to be here in about a half an hour, I should talk about what the feeling is there about the Iranians, because they've got so much more assertive, and we need to do something about them and their military power, which we have enabled. Basically, they don't have any diplomatic power because they're not diplomats. Maybe there's a way you can squeeze them out because they have, you know, we've been so soft on them, they've dodged all the sanctions that we put up. And so the Iranian people are more poor, but the government isn't. And so somehow or other, we had our head stuck someplace where it shouldn't have been, and then we just gave them back all that money a couple of months ago. Come on, this is stupid, all of this stuff. Anyway, let's get to... We'll get to Uri later on. Let's see here. Do we need to have one Trump story this hour? I suppose we should have one Trump story, all right?
Just one.
It's not political.
Please.
Yeah. All right. There's a $48 million loan that's in question. Trump has been accused of financial problems. The Trump family business apparently is close to bankruptcy. And the whole business, the civil fraud trial, overinflating the value of his businesses and, you know, that kind of stuff. Oh, this guy does it. I'm busy. I have a lot of things that occupy my mind. This guy, he's running for president again, and he's everywhere. He's got these various trials going on. He shows up in a courtroom every day for some different trial. And just, I don't know. I find him amazing, in a manner of speaking. A former IRS contractor has been accused of leaking Donald Trump's tax returns to the New York Times. And appropriately, yesterday, he got sentenced to 5 years in prison. Good. I think there are other things. This is a government, you know, if somebody like someone who was working for Trump, an accountant or something, leaked it, that'd be one thing. But this is so wrong. This is rancid, this kind of stuff. When somebody does it for political reasons, throw the book at them. That's what I say. Throw the book at them.
Yeah.
It's bewildering to see. You know, there's so much anger and hatred and stuff. Something I did not do on the Food, Farm, and Family Report. This has been going on, excuse me, in France and in Italy. The farmers are blocking the main roads today into Paris. Tractors, farm equipment, all sorts of anger because of the crazy regulations. This is going to happen in our country, too, because the regulations on farming are crazy. As a matter of fact, one of the things we're going to talk about this week on the American Family Farmer is just that, the story of a lady in Oregon who has a small goat farm. And she milks the goats and sells the milk to customers that are in her neighborhood and in her community. And she was told by inspectors in Oregon that she had to comply with the same rules and regulations that huge dairy farms had to comply with. And basically she said, if I have to do that, I'm put out of business. And frankly, that's what the big dairy outfits are trying to do. Push everybody, all the small guys, put them out of business. Let's do that. And the government is a willing co-conspirator in all this with their stupid rules and regulations that don't protect anybody from anything. And so there's going to be this is going to blow up in the face of government regulators, et cetera, sooner rather than later. We're going to have in our country the same kind of protesting as they're having in Europe because of the same sorts of issues. And so, you know, be aware that that's coming. All right, let's see here. We have Jay Leno in the news today, and I find this kind of troubling because he's always loved his wife. I don't know, Jay, you've seen this. Excuse me. Lady's name is Mavis Leno. She apparently has dementia. Yep. And so he's filed for conservatorship wife for been married to her for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
He made the filing documents that, you know, once you file this stuff, it becomes public. And there's always a reporter that's going through, especially stuff in Los Angeles. Anyway, she doesn't contest the establishment of a conservatorship. As she does not prefer another person to act as conservator. She loves her husband. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is one of those things, too, that he's putting this in place because he wants there to be... He wants to make sure that she is well taken care of should he pass before her. And this will allow him to take all of the necessary steps to guarantee that.
Many times when we talked about dementia on our various health programs, the Good Day Health show with Jack Stockwell talked about it a lot there and what contributes to it. With Ken Kronhaus, the same thing, the hour that we spend with him on Good Day Health, which you can hear on most of these same stations, by the way, in pairs. Both the hours go together on most stations over the weekend. And so when you get down to the brass tacks of this sort of thing, you understand that dementia will impair your ability to remember things, to think about things, to make decisions. It pretty much ruins your ability to do everyday activities. And so Leno has not talked about this before, but because he did feel like this was important, he's still very active. He has a daily TV show, You Bet Your Life. He stopped doing the car stuff for whatever the reason on CNBC. I don't know why. But he's appeared on that NBC show about the remaking cars and stuff. Looked like kind of a silly show, but no, he belongs there because he's well-known, not only as a good comedian. He was a mechanic. Did I ever tell you this story?
No, you didn't.
The first time I met him, with Uri Geller, as a matter of fact, on the set of The Tonight Show, we were talking. He came from Attleboro, Massachusetts. He grew up here. He went to school. He went to vocational school to be a mechanic. Loved cars. And so he, early on, had a lot of cars. He worked for a Mercedes dealership in the town next over from me in Natick, Massachusetts, when he was 20 or 21. And so when I first met him, I reminded him of that. He looked at me. He said, "How did you know that?" I said, "Because I'm from Massachusetts, and I know your story." And so he loves talking about cars. He spent 15 minutes talking to me about what it was like working at a dealership. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, huge collector, yeah.
And he worked.
Anyway, hold a good thought for his wife. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing the Monster Truck Rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different.
Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A little time talking about Snoop Dogg, shall we? 23 after the hour, you can tell what my attitude is. But that's just my attitude. You may love the guy, and that's cool. Love him if you like him, and don't love him if you don't like him. Something along that line. Let's see. Apparently, there's something going on with his daughter, and she, at 24, had a severe stroke. So this is nothing to laugh at or sneer about. She's the daughter of Snoop Dogg. Went on Instagram to reveal some of the symptoms she experienced before she had a stroke. Blurry vision, nausea, fatigue, bad headache on the right side of her head. She said, all my symptoms a day before the stroke would lead me to suggest to you to listen to your body. Listen for real. I'm glad I'm still here and able to tell the story. It's pretty unusual for a 24-year-old. She had blood pressure at 170, which is way off the charts. Your blood pressure should be, you know, well, it depends on you and what your background is, but the average is supposed to be like 118 over 80. I know what mine is. Jay, you know what your blood pressure is?
It's not off the top of my head, but it always is on the lower side of normal. So when I am still in the normal range, but I'm on the higher side, I'm always kind of like, there's something wrong. Something's going on.
Something going on. Right, exactly. Yeah, mine's 110 over 68 usually. But anyway, hers was off the charts, and there you go. So anyway, she has gone home from the hospital. She had a CAT scan, and she sort of came back to normal. And so guess what? The lesson is here is listen to your body.
Yeah.
Right? That's
the
thing.
Be aware of the signs and symptoms of a possible stroke. Yeah. And she already struggles with some health things. She has lupus diagnosed at the age of 6.
Mm.
But yeah, when it comes to a stroke, it is one of those, like, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, in a moment, something from the life and times of Harry Connick Jr. That's here on Good Day.
With moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is every day.
Don't use a
allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I took the good time and I'll take the bad time.
Good singer.
I'll take you just the way you are.
Very talented. So this is not really about Harry Connick Jr. This is about his father, who was known far and wide. Harry Connick Jr. was always talking about his dad, who was for a long, long time the DA in New Orleans. That's where he came from. He was reelected four times and retired about 20 years ago, passed away at the age of 97. So he had a good, long life. But I think his son was very pleased. His father was pleased with his son's success. Mm-hmm. Very talented actor and singer and band leader. But also, his father was accomplished. Everybody in New Orleans knew this guy. Apparently, everybody liked him. And he did a good job. He was very fair. So the fact that he passed away.
Pride.
Yeah. His father, Harry was always there visiting with his father, taking care of him. He called his father's hero and his inspiration. Hanging with his dad was his favorite thing. So a good thought for Harry Connick Sr. And thoughts about Harry Connick Jr. here at 28 After. This is Good Day.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
In this modern age of instantaneous communications and social media, all platforms from the most powerful media conglomerates and government-run agencies to independent blogs and podcasts face increased competition for attention, influence, and renewable sources of revenue. One of the purposes of World Radio Day is to encourage support of the centuries-spanning accomplishments of radio as a medium that draws its main sustenance through roots embedded deep within the communities it serves. It's to celebrate the efforts of radio to inform, entertain, and educate its audiences around the world and to encourage the free-flowing communication of ideas that lead to sustainable human development. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at Top Loss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New details released about three U.S. soldiers killed in an enemy drone strike in the Middle East over the weekend indicates they were all part of the same Georgia-based military unit. The U.S. says an Iran-backed militia group launched the attack, injuring several dozen more U.S. service members at a base in Jordan late Saturday night. As many as 40 were hurt. The White House and President Biden promising a U.S. response, but no other details are being released about what that might look like right now. It's that time of year once again. It's tax time.
It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assures that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Hey, look, Carl. Once you leave, once you're the rest world in a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Okay. There you go. That's what you got here. We have an offer you can't refuse. It costs you nothing to listen to this radio program. Zero. So we're going to give you far more than your money's worth every day in conversation. How's that for a guarantee? If you don't like what's going on here, you get your money back. Guaranteed. Or your money back. That's the Good Day Show guarantee. Doug Steffen making the guarantee with Jay Kirshner at 35 past the hour. There's, by the way, Uri will join us, Uri Geller, in a few minutes. A national nonprofit has purchased a couple 3,000 acre ranch near San Jose. They're going to convert it to a new nature preserve. A lot of trails for hikers and that sort of thing. This is one of the last remaining private ranches along the Coyote Ridge, which is kind of a six-mile area that has a lot of wildlife in it. So they're trying to protect the habitats, a critical link, so they say, to the Bay Area Ridge Trail. I know these trails are cropping up everywhere. We had the State of the City address last night here in Framingham, my hometown. The mayor was talking about all of these trails that there's public money for. We have now, we've become the biggest trail area in our part of the state. Lots of trails everywhere, miles and miles of them. And there are a lot of these funds that have been created in various ways, various companies, to buy the acreage. One of the things that was controversial about this is because a China-based company they purchased this land, and so now they are being paid by the conservation fund to give over the land. So, and they agreed to a deep discount because apparently the land is worth about 35 mil, and they're taking 16 for it. So anyway, this is something that's cool. And I talk about this knowing full well that there is an item in the news today, and doggone it, I didn't get to it in the Food, Farm, and Family Report, Jay, a report on ants and why they are not only edible, but good for you. More and more ants are appearing on the menu, various restaurants in not only our country, but in Asia and South America, Mexico. These dishes are, if they don't make them, you know, an ant, it's not, sounds so silly, but it's true. It's not ant-based, but they have ants in them for flavoring. For example, in Mexico, they're using ants to add flavor to fish and to soups.
Well, they're crunchy, aren't they? Especially if they're kind
of
like...
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Put them in the air dryer or the air fryer.
The air fryer and stuff like that. Well, I like their chocolate-covered ants, your salted ants. And pop them like popcorn. You can get these at a lot of different types of candy stores or candy warehouses or the chocolate-covered crickets.
Mm-hmm. The most convincing reason people might consider eating ants and other insects, as far as that's concerned, is the low environmental impact of consuming these sorts of creatures. Here we go. I knew there was something coming. This is from the group that did the research, don't like cows because of the methane gas. So they're trying to find other sources of protein that will produce less gas emissions, use less land, and provide other benefits, like waste decomposition, which happens, and a lot of other things get in. I have a big compost operation on my farm, and we have these, this stuff is all over the place in the ag industry, and so we're trying to replace the carbon footprint of those nasty cows that have so much gas, right? Let's get rid of them. Sorry, how many times have I told the story about the poop that comes out of the cow and what happens with the microbes and how they enhance the land? Hello? Ding, 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 ding.
Well,
so anyway,
look at mulch. People pay for that stuff. Do you forget that that's manure mixed up in there?
The compost that I sell by the bag, 50-pound bags, are $60. People buy hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bags of that stuff every spring. All right, before we get to Uri, one story about Amelia Earhart. Remember, I saw the movie, Hilary Swank played Amelia Earhart, and I think Richard Gere, if I remember correctly, played her husband in the movie. Well, now, at the end of the movie, she just disappears, because that's what happened. She just disappeared. Now, there's a pilot who spent $11 million to try to find her plane. He says he's found it. They've been looking over at the, let's see here, this is a company called Deep Sea Vision, and the Lockheed 10E Electra, they found after scanning 5,200 square miles of ocean floor. This group went out last fall for the first time, and they've found a bunch of other stuff while they were looking for her plane. But they have a sonar image resembling the shape of the plane that's 100 miles near Tawaiwa Kribara. I don't know what the hell this is, but anyway, probably not important. She was supposed to land, I think, at Midway, and she didn't have enough fuel to. They thought she was going to get there, but they couldn't. The connection to her, the communication, they couldn't. She had a chartographer, a navigator with her, and his name was Fred Noonan, and he lost. Apparently, he was a drunk, and somehow she had faith in him, but he got drunk the day before they went down, and he couldn't find out where he was. So they kept going around in circles trying to find the island, never did, and disappeared. So this guy says he's found her. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Huh?
Wow.
Found the wreckage,
yeah.
And see, imagine what that would be worth on the open market. Good Lord. All right, so there's that. Now, here's an interesting reality from one of our big companies, the International Business Machine Company, a.k.a. IBM, has this week sent a note to all of its managers. And bottom line of the note is either move near the office or leave the company. All of the managers for IBM must immediately report to an office or what their location is, how close they are, in the next 3 days, regardless of your current work location. If you don't move, we're going to fire you, basically. That's is a motivator,
sell
right?
Sell your home, buy a new one within 72 hours.
Yeah, that's about it. I'd like to work for them under that circumstance. Ooh-wee. All right, Uri Geller, a couple of things, including something he's found off of his island, which would be very interesting to people who are interested in things that are not in the normal range of things. And also I want to get an update from him as to what's going on in his native native Israel. All right, that's coming up in a moment or two here on Good Day.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coming up on 43 at the hour, this is the Good Day program. Doug Stefan on Tuesday morning with my friend, the mystical, marvelous Uri Geller from his home in Israel. A couple of things going on. You have a museum there that's become world famous. If you want to check it out, go to UriGeller.com or Uri Geller Museum. I see that you unearthed a brick below your museum that has quite
that's
a story
right.
to it.
Yeah, it's really a mind-blowing story. But, Doug, I've got to tell you something. These radio programs that I do with you are also mind-blowing because as we speak, I'm rushing down to the museum because I have a tour today, a birthday party tour, and I'm getting dressed. I'm putting my sneakers on, and I'm speaking to you. We are being heard, what, coast to coast, probably?
Unbelievable. Around the world, not just coast to coast, but around the world.
Incredible. And here we are, speaking, and I'm rushing out now, but I'll tell you what I did find on the way to the museum, because I live a minute and a half away. Let me see if I have everything. You know, Dougie, that I do protein every morning. I don't know if you ever drink protein. I do, and I always carry in a flask with me, especially when I exercise. Anyhow, a brick inside a furnace. Am I with you?
Yeah, no, you came back in. Go ahead. The brick in the furnace. Got it.
Yeah, I found an ancient olive oil soap factory in my museum under the pavements. And it was an incredible discovery. The Israeli antiquity authorities were amazed. But inside the furnace, Doug, we found a Scottish brick.
Huh? Why? Why would there be a Scottish brick in the bowels of your museum?
Okay, the archaeologist pulls out the Scottish brick, and lo and behold, on the brick, I see the words Forth, F-O-R-T-H. And I say to myself, hang on, my island in Scotland is in Forth. Apparently, Doug, there was a brick factory maybe 2 miles away from my island, and that's uh-huh. where that brick was manufactured.
Wow, you're talking about synchronicity. Good heavens.
I mean, and I find it in Israel, in the Holy Land, inside my museum, about 5 meters under the ground, a Scottish brick. So apparently, hundreds of years ago, they would import Scottish bricks into Israel. And Scottish bricks can last a tremendous heat, and every furnace usually has these heat-proof bricks inside them. And that's a story. And it went worldwide because the synchronicity was so incredible that it was picked up by all the newspapers around the world. Little stories like this.
Yeah, well, that's what makes life fascinating. Didn't you find some extraterrestrial stuff next to the island, too? Am I remembering that?
Yes. I have these two very beautiful women in my museum now, Doug. This is a radio program in America. And whose birthday is it? Etty, and she's not here yet. So Etty's coming. And Dougie, yes, I think that next to my island, there is an extraterrestrial underwater base. No doubt.
Really?
And scientists say that when a UFO splashes into the sea, there are seismic waves. This morning, there was an earthquake, which is highly unusual. Not in Scotland, not near my island. There was a 3-point-something on a megahertz. Unbelievable. So I think that a UFO, a huge UFO, splashed and landed into the water and went deep inside. There are extraterrestrial bases on Earth under the sea.
Well, I think that's true. Absolutely true. All right, give us a few seconds on the reality of living in Israel with all the Iranian craziness going on. What's the mood of the Israeli people, your friends, folks you see every day?
Look, I talk about the Israeli army, the IDF. We are incredibly high morale. We are going to destroy Hamas. We have to destroy Hamas. They are murderers. They have murdered.
But the world is putting a lot of pressure on Netanyahu to give it up, to stop.
I know, but we can't. There's no way we can. Because, listen, Doug, next time we'll talk about the infiltration of jihadists into the entire world. I mean, there are jihadists in America, in Los Angeles, in New York, in Chicago, in London, in Paris, in Amsterdam. There is a plan, a master plan, to take over the world. We'll speak about it next week, okay?
Yeah. It's crazy. There's a movie about that that had Don Creech in it, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
All right, Uri. Talk to you next week. Be safe. Uri Geller here on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug at 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This theme rolls up, man. Another great John Williams theme from the Superman movies. Today is Gene Hackman's 94th birthday. I'm looking at a picture of him today as he celebrates his birthday. He looks like Gene Hackman at 94. That's what he looks like. He looks.
Yeah, I
his
guess
face is still the same. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't look like he did when he was Popeye Doyle. You can still tell it's him.
I'd argue Gene Hackman is my all-time favorite actor. He played Lex Luthor in Superman. You know what's interesting about that film, Doug? The opening credits were amazing in that film. The first name that said starring was Marlon Brando, who played Jor-El. Didn't have a ton of screen time, but, you know, in reflection over decades, that was amazing casting because his star power has such relevance in that film.
He got paid $3 million for 3 days' work. I remember that. From that era.
Gene Hackman got second billing, and then Christopher Reeve got third billing. But Gene Hackman won two Oscars, The French Connection and Unforgiven. I'd say my two favorite Gene Hackman movies would be Hoosiers, which I could watch repeatedly. I probably watch that movie once a month, as much as I like that film.
Very good.
And The Poseidon Adventure, obviously, which I talked about ad nauseum on the show from 1972.
I don't know.
Some other Superman news of interest.
Movies. There's other Hackman movies that are just great. All right. Go ahead. Let's talk about Christopher Reeve. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Christopher Reeve. Warner Brothers bought a Christopher Reeve documentary, which is playing at the Sundance Film Festival for $15 million. When they played this at that festival, Doug, I think it was the other day, people applauded and they were crying. It's a lot of, he did audiobooks after he was paralyzed, and a lot of it's his own voice. They got a lot of great clips. So the studio, Warner Brothers, is the studio that produced Superman 1 and 2. So I feel like they have an interest in obtaining this this doc. I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be a fascinating documentary, actually.
Looking back at what happened over the weekend, you're talking about the son's appearance, talking about his father's paralyzing accident, and when he was in the Oscars, it was really right. Amazing. You're right.
It was.
That.
Interesting is his kids in an interview, because, you know, Warner Brothers, when they did The Flash last year, right, they did a whole bunch of CGI cameos, and one of them was Christopher Reeve. And it's sort of ghoulish. I mean, I love that film, but that cameo was sort of ghoulish. And his family, you know, they didn't ask his family. They refused to watch it, actually. Uh-huh. But, you know, to see him CGI'd in that movie is sort of weird. And the other Superman movie news of interest, an actress, Millie Alcock, who is in the TV show House of the Dragon, which is a sequel to Game of Thrones, has been cast as Supergirl in the Warner Brothers' new DCU universe, helmed by James Gunn. She'll have her own movie called Supergirl World of Tomorrow. She has an interesting look. She's 23. I guess they're going for an edgier Supergirl. You know, last thing, Doug, I watched Supergirl from 1984 the other day because I was curious off this news. And that movie is truly terrible. I didn't realize how bad it was. Helen Slater, she was appealing, but sort of a non-performance. Faye Dunaway's terrible. Hulk Bachner's embarrassing. I can't believe how bad that movie is. So, Supergirl,
I wish they would just come up with somebody that's realistic looking. Like when Christopher Reeve played Superman, they built him up. He got muscled up and looked the part. So if they're going to have Supergirls, they ought to muscle him up. So they look the part instead of some waif that doesn't have, you know, you couldn't fight away out of a paper bag. All right, so that's just my point of view. Hello.
I understand.
Chuck
that's
Curry.
That's a fair point.
Thank you. I have good points from now
and then.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie Moments here on Good Day.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.